I just want to touch very briefly on a subject that relates to what our brother Bruce touched on a little, and our brother Steve also, but it's something that I keep hearing, and I think it's misunderstood. I'm not intending to rile up anyone's anger or upset them, but we do not have a free will. Christendom has it quite confused. The argument goes something like this: if we don't have a free will, then we're robots. And love is not love if we're mere robots. When theologians speak of free will, what they actually mean is that we have a will that is capable of choosing to do God's will. We have a will that is capable of choosing good. We do not have such a will. We have an independent will, and that is the problem. Man has exercised his will in independence from God and finds him now in the place of the lost. We are lost because of who we are. We're sinners because of what we do. There was only one man that ever did the will of God, and he could do no other than the will of God. John 6, verse 38, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." If we have a will that is capable of choosing to do God's will, then we do not need a Savior. We do not need a Redeemer. God could expect us to exercise that will to do good. And I don't just mean one good act or 10 good acts or more good acts than wrong acts, but we would be expected to live according to his will. We needed a Redeemer because we are in bondage. Bondage means I am incapable of freeing myself. Someone had to buy me back and set me free. I needed a Savior. Man will argue and say that if I'm incapable of choosing good, then God is unjust by setting before me good. Let me just back up a little bit. God tried man under law. He tested man and said, "Is there anything good in the heart of man?" And man came up utterly bankrupt. What is often overlooked is God also tried man under grace. God said, "What more can I do? What can I do?" He said, "I'll send my well-loved." Let me read that so I'm not misquoting it. Luke 20. He says in Luke 20, "Then said the Lord of the vineyard, 'What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be that they will reverence him.' And he came into this world and he did nothing but good. God did not dispose man's heart to do evil. He didn't in the Garden of Eden, and he does not now. Man, by his own volition, said, 'Away with him. We will not have this man to reign over us.' God has tested man under law. He has tested man under grace. And man is utterly lost. Unless God steps in, then we have no hope whatsoever." This is a very odd argument that says that if I'm incapable of choosing, then God is unjust. Is that the way we treat one another? If I'm proven to be bankrupt and incapable of paying my bill, does that set me free? Are you happy now that I can just walk away from my debt because I'm bankrupt, incapable of paying? Doesn't that make me even more responsible? See, this argument suggests that the more depraved man is, the less responsible he is. Man is responsible. He would not be man if he were not. God is sovereign. He would not be God if he were not. And Daniel chapter 4, what does it mean for God to be sovereign? Well, we have it in Daniel chapter 4. I'll just read it. Now, time is up. But Daniel chapter 4, verse 34. Nebuchadnezzar had to learn that God was sovereign. Daniel 4, verse 34. "I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever and ever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth repute it as nothing. and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? I think everyone in this room, believers, have at some point wrestled with this question. And at some point, you just have to let go and realize that God is sovereign. God is good. God is not going to do anything unrighteous or inconsistent with his own behavior. And as a believer, I can look back at my salvation and I have to admit I had no hand in it whatsoever. And by the way, if I did have a hand in it, then I can lose my salvation. Everyone that believes that my salvation is my choice also does not believe in the security of their salvation.
Of 331, 7 and 8.
okay to sing 294 that was also given out? I think it would go with the hymns.
Oh, come thou stricken
Lamb of God.
We read just a couple of verses before we pray in Amos chapter 3. Had a lot of things brought before us this weekend. Amos chapter 3 and verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore will I punish you for all your iniquities. Especially thinking of this verse. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Let's pray. Our God and our Father, we bow before Thee as we are coming to the close of these meetings. Our Father, we own that Thou hast filled our cup full. Thou hast made known to us, opened up to our hearts, Thy thoughts in so many ways, so many things. Thy desire for us is Thy people. Those that Thou hast known, those that belong to Thee. And we do pray, our God and Father, that as we contemplate these things, as we meditate upon them, that we would be those not like the children of Israel that Thou didst have a controversy with because they did not agree with Thee, but had their own thoughts and their own ideas. Lord Jesus, we own that as men by nature, some of these things are hard for our minds to reason out, impossible. But we thank Thee that we can, by faith, agree with Thee and embrace them. And so, Lord Jesus, as we consider Thy grace, as we consider Thy love, as we consider Thy ways that we've had before us, truly it brings our souls to, as we've already said, just to be worshipers before Thee. And so we do bless Thee. We do thank Thee, our God and Father, for Thy grace, for Thy love to us. And do pray for Thy continued help as we take the last few moments, last few steps out of this scene. And Lord, that they would be steps, our God and Father, our Lord Jesus, steps in agreement with Thee. And so we bless Thee. Thank Thee, and seek Thy continued help. Pray for the gospel yet to go forth tonight, that it would be with blessing. My God and Father, we thank Thee again for this time together, blessing Thee in the precious and worthy name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.